Saskatoon, for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic, the RM of Corman Park will once again host its ratepayer annual general meeting, AGM, this fall, though it may not remain an annual event. During their January 28 meeting, RM of Corman Park councillors passed a motion to bring back the AGM, which was last held in 2019. Benjamin Sippel, executive assistant to the chief administrative officer, said the RM had traditionally hosted the AGM every October or November to personally engage with residents. Those who attended the meeting would hear reports from councillors, administration, public works, planning and protective services. There would also be financial and budget reporting, as well as an open discussion period where ratepayers could pose questions to the RM's leadership. However, the event was often poorly attended, said Sippel, who noted the same information could be conveyed through newsletters, annual reports or social media. Sippel indicated that several RMs have also stopped hosting such AGMs because of negative public engagement, in short, such events devolving into attacks on municipalities. However, he said there have been a few inquiries from residents about bringing back the event, which is why the matter came up at the January 28th council meeting. While hosting an in-person meeting comes with expenses relating to hall rental and council compensation, it would also align with the RM's strategic plan. Division 4 Councillor David Greenwood suggested they look at holding a meeting over Zoom, noting that other bodies have held meetings that way and drawn a large attendance. Division 1 Councillor John Germs said he believed they should be there for the ratepayers, noting that they could gauge whether or not the event was successful after it is held. We are their representatives and custodians of their money. It would be an opportunity to question us, he said. Division 8 Councillor Wendy Trask said it had been long enough since they last held the AGM that they should consider bringing it back. However, she questioned whether the meeting needs to be held every year as opposed to every 3 years or some similar timeline. Ultimately, Germs put forward the motion to hold the AGM this fall.